Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Revelation chapter number 22. And again, words cannot express excitement. It's just great to be in God's word. What a difference it was this week than it was a week or two ago when I went on that trip to, remember I told you about Pennsylvania, y'all had to turn your collars around because I wasn't in my Bible and I was so busy. And boy, when you're not in the Bible as God's children, you sure feel it, okay? Mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Well, this week, man, I just, for hours and hours, you know, I have it on the phone looking, you know, in the mornings and in the evenings and during the day and at night. But when I'm in my stand, I'm looking, reading, and that kind of thing. Anyway, it was just joy. I want to encourage you to get into God's Word. There's nothing like being in God's Word, nothing. The joy it brings, the excitement it brings. Can't explain it, express it. You have to know it for yourself. Well, same is true in Revelation chapter number 22. Just so excited. We're coming to the close of our months and months of verse-by-verse study in the book of Revelation. And we come here to Revelation 22, verse number 14. Let me read down to verse number 19. I think I'll get to verse number 19 today, possibly. Then I'll finish our study next week in 2021, Lord willing. Verse number 14, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from those things which are written in this book. And we get in verse number 14 quickly. There's so much here that I don't want to rush through this. But here in verse number 14, it's the seventh, what we call of the last great Beatitudes in the book of the Revelation. We talked about this a few weeks ago, that they're what we call the blessings in the, as you read in the book of the Revelations, like kind of like the Beatitudes. I was going to read the Beatitudes actually for the morning worship service this morning there in Matthew chapter number 5. And I was kind of looking at things this morning and just something else got in my mind, so I'm going to read in Luke chapter number 15 in our morning readings before service. Anyway, in the Beatitudes in the book of the Revelation, we see the first one, if you will, in Revelation chapter number 1, verse number 3. These are the blessings we find in the book of the Revelation. The first one is found in verse number 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Again, I'm not going to exegete this passage of Scripture, but I want you to notice that the first beatitude, that first blessing, is found in Revelation chapter 1 and verse number 3. And then in Revelation chapter number 14, verse number 13, we read these words. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. This was months ago now when we were in Revelation chapter number 14. But I, just so you know, I circled that word rest in my Bible in that verse. Isn't it going to be wonderful when we get to heaven to have a time of rest? Now, we're not going to be sitting by the river of life floating, you know, or just with our toes tickling or whatever. So what do you call that, you know, in the waters there? You're just kind of sitting there, you know, kicking your feet in the water, river of life. We're going to be doing things. We're going to be busy serving the Lord. We're not going to be floating on a cloud in heaven, strumming a harp. You know how people got these visions? Just, you know, the word rest means literally you're at peace. Okay, you're not sitting around in your lazy boy. You're not sleeping on a sleep comfort bed. That's not what that word means. It means you're at peace. Won't that be something? Anyway, as you see the blessings there. Revelation 16:15 is another blessing. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. So we see another blessing here about watching. We're going to get into that in just a moment, about watching and waiting, okay? And then in chapter number 19, verse number 9, another blessing. And he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called into the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. Then another blessing that we looked at in Revelation 26, chapter 20, verse 6. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection, and on the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Blessed is he that hath part in the first resurrection. We have no second death. You've heard this over and over and over. If you're born twice, you die once. If you're born once, you die twice. Of course, you know the thought there about being born again. If you're born again, you die once, maybe. I was reading again this week. Matter of fact, this is in Hebrews 9, about it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. That is true in general. But there are some people who have died twice. Lazarus died twice. Others I can mention have died. In the Old Testament, we see some people that were raised from the dead. They died twice. And there's going to be people who will never die, who they will be translated. They will be caught up in a moment in the twinkling of an eye. We call that the rapture. I'm looking for that one. Okay? Amen. So we have that promise about blessed. And then we have that seventh promise and blessing in verse number 7 or 6, 6 one, I'm sorry. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of the book. And then the seventh one is here in verse number 14. Blessed are they that do his commandments. Now, it's interesting. Again, I have that word do underlined in my Bible, do. Not just be something, but do something. There's a difference. There's a difference between hearing and understanding and then doing, putting these things into action. Matter of fact, D.L. Moody once said, many Christians are so heavenly minded that they are no earthly good. They were all focused on eternity, and rightfully so. But yet, we also ought to be focused on the here and now and do the things that God has for us to do. In the book of John chapter number 14, verse number 21, Jesus says this, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them is he that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. So we know what to do. The problem is, do we do it? Do we keep his commandments? I mean, we come to church every Sunday morning, Sunday school, you know, and these other things, and we know doctrine, but do we put them into practice? John chapter 15, verse number 14. Jesus again is speaking, and he says these words, ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I have commanded you. So back here in Revelation chapter number 22, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and they may enter in through the gates into that city. Now I want you to notice a contrast between verse number 14 and verse number 15.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.